You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood in for Kai Rizdahl. President Trump visited natural gas drilling country today, Western Pennsylvania, to tout what he calls American energy dominance. And actually, that area is struggling under what you might call over-dominance. There is too much natural gas from drilling and fracking, so the selling price has plummeted. One source of hope is a new big buyer coming in, a multi-billion dollar petrochemical plant that will turn some ingredients of natural gas into plastics. Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
The price of natural gas has hit a three-year low because there's too much, too many drillers in Pennsylvania, too much natural gas coming out of the ground with oil in Texas. So Pennsylvania energy firms now drill in places with not just gas, but other liquids to sell on the side. Propane, ethane, butane. Rusty Brazil is president of RBN Energy.
The more hydrocarbons that I sell out of the well, the better off I am. So I am better off selling propane, butanes, and natural gasoline rather than just selling a dry natural gas.
Ethane gets sold to petrochemical plants, like the one the president visited in Pennsylvania today. And they turn ethane into the main ingredient in plastics, which, says Joseph Markman at Hart Energy, will ship to Europe to make retail plastic stuff.
The plastic products come back to us on store shelves in terms of water bottles, in terms of containers for peanut butter and mayonnaise.
So natural gas from fracking has fueled America's chemical and plastics businesses. But they, too, could make more than the world wants. With plastic particles increasingly found in the oceans and the air, there's a backlash against overuse. Economist Christoph Ruhl is with Crystal Energy.
Everybody sees that he doesn't need to have plastic bags necessarily. You can do your shopping in a different way. So this is a campaign, an environmental campaign. I don't know how justified it is, but it has all the ingredients of success.
For now, though, the hope in Pennsylvania is that a petrochemical plant can bring a lifeline to the struggling natural gas industry. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.